The same with cats. When he could get the cat, I'd get a-running. One evening, him and me was trespassing over a compound wall after one of them mongooses that he'd started on, and it was busy grubbing round a prickle bush. And when we looks up, there was Mrs. D'Souza with a parasol over her shoulder and was watching us. "Oh, my," she sings out, "there's a lovely dog. Would you let me stroke him, Mr. Soldier?" "Aye, he wouldn't, Mum," says I, "for he's fond of ladies' company. Come here, Rip, and speak to this kind lady." And Rip, seeing as a mongoose he'd been getting clean away, comes up like gentleman he was, and never a hope of shy or awkward. "Oh, you're beautiful, you pretty dog," she says, clipping and chanting a speech in a way them sort has of their own. "I would like a dog like you. You're so very lovely, so awfully pretty," and all that sort of talk. And a dog has sense maybe thinks nowt, although he bides by reason of his breeding. And then I makes him jump over me swagger cane and shake hands and beg and lie dead. And a lot of them tricks as ladies teaches dogs, though I don't hold it with my scent, for it's making a fool of a good dog to do such like. And at long length, it comes out, she's been throwing sheep's eyes and saying it at Rip for many a day. You see, her children has grown up, and she'd not much to do, and we're Alice fonder of a dog, so she asks me if I take something to drink, and we goes into drawing room with her husband, and was a sin, and they makes a good fuss of dog, and I has a bottle of ale, and he give me a handful of cigars. So I comed away, but old lass sings out, "Oh, Mr. Soldier, please come again and bring that pretty dog."